Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, happy Thursday. Thank you for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So for the first question I'm going to ask you, Brockton Hospital, what's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, it's still status quo. I mean, they're over there every single day. We meet still weekly on a Zoom. Bob Haffey is the CEO and his team. And again, right now they're just working to get the materials in place. Their 24/7 walk-in clinic on-site is still operational. The one on Liberty Street is still operational. The cancer and the School of Nursing operational. It's just the main hospital. So the goal is to get it, you know, up and running again around the holiday season. That's the optimistic approach right now, and we're going to continue to be optimistic on it.
Now, speaking of buildings, of course, it's also a groundbreaking for a public safety complex.
Well, we're doing the public safety next week on the 12th. It's going to be historic. It's a $98 million public safety building. But we did a groundbreaking last week for the Council on Aging, the Senior Center, the Mary Cruz Kennedy Senior Center. We're spending millions of dollars renovation on an ARPA project there. We're also spending millions of dollars on an ARPA project to really reimagine, repurpose, and renovate the War Memorial Building for our veterans, as well as City Hall here. But the $98 million public safety building is really awesome. It's going to be that one building with four departments. It's going to be fire, police. It's going to be our emergency management. And also our IT is going to leave Brockton High School and come to this building. So it's going to free up classroom space for the students at Brockton High.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, of course, July 4th was earlier this week. How did everything go with that?
Yeah, you know, I worked with the police chief and fire chief, Brenda Perez and Brian Ardelli, to incorporate a fireworks task force. So Brockton Police worked with state police as well, and we confiscated quite a few illegal fireworks in the city of Brockton. But like anything, I mean, we still had quality of life issues and people complained. I think the weather really, again, it was rainy, so it kind of played in our favor in years past. But again, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts, and I know I read in the paper a gentleman was really, really seriously injured on the Cape on the 4th of July. Again, yesterday, July 5th, was Independence Day for our wonderful Cape Verdean population and business owners. We also did Venezuela independence flag raising yesterday. And, you know, Brockton, as you know, Dan, is made up of such a wonderful set of different people from around the world, and it's an awesome place to live and work.
Now, you also got a visit fairly recently from the Secretary of Transportation?
We did. I was fortunate enough to go up to the Registry of Motor Vehicles here in Brockton, and I met with Secretary Fandaka, who works for the Gilly Driscoll administration. And, you know, she's a wonderful person, and she didn't have to come to Brockton. There's a lot of RMVs across the Commonwealth, but she came here, and we welcomed her. And you know, the City of Champions is—it's not just a terminology; it's a sense of value. And so she came here, and she's championing some efforts, and we supported that. And you know, we expect to have some wonderful visitors on the state and federal level next week again when we do our public safety building on the 12th at 5 o'clock.
Now, something else I want to ask you about, Mr. Mayor. Summer is here, of course, and that means some summertime programs such as Brockton After Dark and the Summer Concert Series.
Yeah, we kicked off yesterday. Last night was the first night, July 5th, for our After Dark program. It's not just sports. We're doing a lot of drama, a lot of arts and enrichments. Again, the heat was pretty bad last night. It's going to be bad today as well and also tomorrow. But, you know, we're doing it in a safe way. The pools are open at the Manning Pool, which is behind Brockton High School. The Cosgrove Pool is closed this summer because, again, we're using ARPA money to totally do a renovation. Next summer, that place is going to be unbelievable. But we have a lot of opportunities for children and, again, the adults and the seniors. And the summer concert series up at Heights Crossing near Christie's, near Westgate Mall, free concert series. And, you know, we have a lot going on this summer, and I'm excited about it.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave things right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Sounds like a plan. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.